Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Ten Commandments is upheld in Levy County, Florida. Liberty Counsel defended the county, and the federal judge has now thrown out the lawsuit seeking to remove the Ten Commandments from public property. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a good decision by a federal judge that ultimately ruled against the American Humanist Association. This particular group filed suit seeking to remove the Ten Commandments. It goes back to a time when some individuals put up a memorial to honor our veterans. And then the county decided to create a policy that would allow citizens to apply and put up a monument that pointed out some significant area of law or government or major historical event of America, Florida, or Levy County. And some private citizens ultimately made use of that policy. And of course, they asked for the Ten Commandments to be put there on the public property. So it's private speech on public property, which was opened by the county of Levy County. And it was there for several years until there was a lawsuit by the American Humanist Association seeking to remove that. They actually wanted to put their own monument there. They tried to fake what they wanted to do. They wanted to have Madeline Murray O'Hare, and they wanted her to say some negative things about religion. It wasn't really anything consistent with the policy. They were denied, and they therefore claimed that the Ten Commandments should also be removed.
Yeah, this is another victory for Liberty Counsel. More importantly, it's another victory for our nation's true history and for constitutional liberties.
Yeah, the American Atheist Inc. is what it's called, versus Levy County. So this atheist organization claimed that this Ten Commandments monument is a violation of the First Amendment Establishment Clause. Now, this is a large monument. It's about 2 tons, and it has the Ten Commandments, and it says the Ten Commandments at the bottom. This has been there for several years. 2009 is when Levy County created the neutral guidelines for citizens and local groups to place their own monuments in an area next to the courthouse. They can commemorate a person, events, or ideas that have significantly influenced American or Florida law or Levy County. These monuments would join a veterans monument placed there by a local veterans group in 1996. And after the guidelines were in place, the county approved the monument guidelines, and this Ten Commandments was put there by private citizens in 2010. So the litigation's been going on for some time. Finally, it was the local atheist leader, backed by the American Atheist Organization, in 2015, in June, 5 years after. So it was there for 2010 to 2015, I should say, 5 years, no problem. But they didn't like it, so they wanted to remove it. But the court saw right through their sham and dismissed their complaint.
Yeah, it's really sad. They're always after something, anything to do with they think was religion. But the Ten Commandments is foundational as far as our government, American law. So it's not just a religious type monument, so to speak, but it's part of our foundation of this country.
Yeah, and this American Atheist group, they wanted to put up Madeline Murray O'Hare, the atheist.
Like a statue of her?
A picture of her.
Oh.
In place of the Ten Commandments.
So what they really wanted at the end of the day is to remove the Ten Commandments.
Right. That was their ultimate.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
And to disparage religion.
Yeah, they wanted to just be very negative about religion and disparage religion and Christianity.
Mm.
Well, that's not the purpose of the monument, a forum. And so the forum can be created by the government, and it becomes a public forum, but they can also designate what the purpose of that forum is. So, for example, a public forum can be created for holiday celebrations, symbols of the holiday during December. Well, the holidays are Hanukkah for the Jews and Christmas for everyone else. And many Jews celebrate Christmas. So you could have a forum where people, individuals, could put up private displays of Hanukkah or the menorah. Sometimes you'll see these atheist organizations or Freedom From Religion Foundation come into one of those kinds of forums where the government has created it for the holidays that come in December, and they want to put up something that denigrates religion. Unfortunately, there are some government entities, rather than fighting that, have decided to allow them to do it.
Right.
Which they don't have to, because the government can limit the forum for a specific time frame and for a specific purpose. This forum is for people, events, or ideas that have significantly influenced American or Florida law or Levy County. And the Ten Commandments clearly falls in the influencing both American and Florida and certainly Levy County law, because it's been significant to our law and government.
It's a big foundation of our entire system of law and government. And this was private speech, Matt, right. Wasn't it? This isn't the government endorsing religion.
Right. There's other monuments that can go up there as well. So you could, for example, have something there with regards to other historical events relevant to America. You could have some of the founding fathers there. You could have the Declaration of Independence, obviously, something that influenced American law. You could have other significant events, people, or ideas that significantly influenced American law, Florida law, or Levy County.
Yeah, and this is a great victory. I mean, I can see this as a precedent probably for future cases as well, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. Now, they may well pursue this into the appeal. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt about that. So we'll continue to defend this case, but it's a great victory. We spent a lot of time defending this case because they filed in 2015. Now we're in 2017. So we've been defending this case for over 2 years.
Wow.
And went through depositions and other kinds of things to defend the county. We defended the county at no cost. The county approached us. They wanted us to take a look at the case. We ultimately found that it had merit, and we agreed to defend the county at no cost, and it is a great victory for the Ten Commandments. In fact, there's another Ten Commandments like this in Florida as well that we successfully won in another part of Florida.
There's a lesson to be learned here for counties, for individuals, for municipalities, that they don't have to roll over and be intimidated and bullied into submission, and that Liberty Council is here to offer help and to stand in the gap.
Yeah, that's I think a great lesson for this, because in this case, they could have just rolled over with the threat from the American Atheist Organization, Madeline Murray O'Hare's group that she founded. You know, Madeline Murray O'Hare was actually, she disappeared, and come to find out, it looks like some of her atheist children may have been, and others may have been the one who ultimately took her life. But one of her children, Bill Murray, has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the little plaintiff, the little guy that ultimately she used as the little kid in school back in the 1960s to remove prayer from the public schools.
Right.
And he was a little atheist at the time.
Now he's involved in his own ministry and on fire for the Lord.
Yeah, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ and completely separated from his atheist mother. He told me that Madeline Murray O'Hare, during the heyday of the Soviet Union, actually tried to defect to the Soviet Union, and they wouldn't take her.
Hmm. Wow.
You know, and it's not just him. One of her primary bodyguards and right-hand men, Charlie Butts, who's now with American Family Association, met the Lord and found the Lord through exploration of the Bible on his own because he wanted to disprove the Bible.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So Charlie Butts, who we do interviews with all the time, all of us know Charlie Butts.
He's great.
And he works with American Family Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a former atheist. He was right alongside Madeline Murray O'Hare. It's incredible. To disprove the Bible, he ultimately found that the Bible was true. You know, and I read Lee Strobel's book and also watched the movie.
Oh, that was great.
The Case
movie.
For Christ.
Yeah, great story.
And that's exactly what happened to him.
Exactly.
His wife became a Christian. He was an atheist, and he sought to disprove the Bible.
He was determined to prove her wrong. Yeah.
And he wanted to disprove Jesus, and he couldn't do it.
That's right.
And that happens all the time. Josh McDowell, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, and he ended up coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's now a great apologist defending the Christian faith and the authority of the Scriptures.
God's word never returns void.
It doesn't. And so, you know, this is a great victory. Thanks for standing with us. All the work that Liberty Council does is pro bono, meaning that we don't charge our clients, in this case, Levy County. We stood with them. Had they been looking at paying a huge legal bill, likely they would have made a decision, we can't afford it. And that's why we came in to represent them. But we can't do this representation at no cost without your prayers and especially your financial contribution. Remember, Liberty Council, at your year-end giving, Any gift between now and the end of the month, December 31, midnight your time, will be doubled. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.